Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Extra Funny on the TJ and Riggins Show. Woo, 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 woo.
It's not extra, but it'll be like tra.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be something. Well, it might look a little weird because normally, you know, TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay all on one screen if you're watching our show on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And TJ usually welcomes you to the Extra Funny podcast. But TJ's got some other stuff going on. His life is sort of like, I don't know, what's like the right analogy for TJ's life right now?
A whirlwind?
It's like a whirlwind of just like personal and professional things going on.
Yeah.
And it's all positive. Like, it's all real good stuff.
Yeah.
But whenever there's like that much excitement in his life, he just, I don't know. It's difficult for him to handle, I guess.
It's overwhelming to him. And I get it, but I think I've nailed this down. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
He possibly was more busy back in the day, let's say, when he had younger kids and you're trying to hold a full-time job and have the kids and have Joe, you know.
Yeah.
He's been kind of, you know, I don't want to say like easygoing, but, you know, his kids are older. You get kind of comfortable with how your life is. And then taking on a new job and everything, it's been like a slap in the face.
Yeah. It ramped up like really, really quickly.
Yeah, I think it's taken a toll on him.
I think so as well. And should we what?
Be worried?
No, I don't think so because, I don't know. I would love to see him go to some kind of therapy or like a counselor even, but I know that like would, even if you bring up that idea, I think it would send up red flags for him.
Yeah.
But I think he would benefit so much because he is so smart, and I think that he would benefit from just talking to somebody in that way, in that environment.
The problem is he thinks he is smarter than these people, though.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And he might be. I don't know. Do I need a therapist? Absolutely. You know, but I know that I'm not as smart as them. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. But I don't know. There's something about, I think, and my dad would be the same way. It might just be sort of like a
man thing.
Yeah, maybe it's a man thing. But like if you even brought, and I don't even know that my dad would need therapy for anything.
My dad does. Please.
Do you think?
My dad would never, ever go to a therapist. But does he need it? Yes.
Why do you say that?
I just think he's seen some shit.
True.
And I just think he doesn't, well, listen, we could deep dive into Steve Gladden all day. He doesn't communicate. He doesn't have feelings. He's got them. He doesn't talk about them. He's not an oversharer.
I could
go on.
I think that what you just described is a man of his time because my dad's the exact same way, like not emotionally articulate, able to express like how they're feeling, but the different thing about your dad is that your dad has definitely seen some shit, as you say.
Yeah.
And I don't know that my dad's had that same experience.
Well, I don't even think it matters per se in that because I think your dad, I've heard him get emotional and I think that's a normal response to, you know, whatever, but I have never, and mark my words, I'm 41 years old, never seen my dad cry. Never. Really? Never.
It's kind of disturbing, isn't it? Like, why aren't you able to do that? Or why don't you feel like you should? Or, you know,
that's what I'm saying. There's something, and he had some like childhood stuff going on. I mean, he had to arrest his brother, for God's sakes. Like, there's some things in his family dynamic that made him be how he is today. But that's why he needs a therapist.
I didn't know that story. Can you elaborate about him arresting his brother?
Oh, yeah, he's dead now. His brother. He died heroin overdose 3 years ago.
I didn't know this, Lindsay.
So let's deep dive into this. he's not going to be upset about this. No. Okay. So there's an older brother. Uh-huh. Middle brother is the one that passed, and my dad, three boys. His middle brother, his name was Tim. He snuck out at 10 years old, started smoking at 11, got into a, you know, whatever, had a very, from a very young age, was troubled, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't go to school, you know, whatever. Well, he got into drugs, and they lived in, at the time, I want to say, so my dad grew up in Kannapolis, if you know where that is. He went to A.L. Brown, which was our Concord rival.
Yeah.
That's how my parents met. Dad was at A.L. Brown. Mom was at Concord. Anyway, they were in Kannapolis at the time. My dad had just started with the Marshal Service in Charlotte. He was a deputy at this time, so he's a young guy. They got a call about like a drug bust in Kannapolis. My dad goes to the scene. Who's there?
No way.
Yeah.
No way. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. had they had a strained relationship probably before that?
Yeah. It had always been touch and go. But then, you know, it just snowballed after that. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't die before he died, because I think he died at 60. Let's see. Or no. My dad's 68, so probably 70 years old. And I'm surprised it didn't happen before then.
And he died from heroin?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's insane that he was doing that hard of a drug for that long.
He was, so he's a vet. Somehow, I don't know how he even got into the Army. I guess they just let anybody in the Army back in the day. I don't know. And so he would always go to the VA and get like whatever medicine he needed, you know, but that turned into a drug habit, you know, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Well, then as he got older, he moved in with my grandparents in Kannapolis. He lived like in their basement, and that's where they found him.
No way.
Yep.
Whoa.
I feel bad. My dad had a hard like time with it, because he was on the other end of the spectrum, like with being the law, you know, and, yeah, I feel bad for his parents, my grandparents, having to deal with that their whole life. I mean, and they would, you know, I would hear comments from, you know, my dad or whatever, that they didn't know how to help him. You know, it was like they sometimes fueled it. But you got to put yourself in the situation. Like if Brooks ever, I can't imagine like not being there for my kids, no matter what.
Yeah.
Like I always say, you could kill someone and I would love you so much, you know? I mean, because they're your children, but I think.
And you're seeing what you saw with your grandparents and your dad's brother is an extreme example of like the never ending, undying love that you have for your kid.
Yes. Like letting them stay with you, letting them not saying you've got to figure out your own way, you know? So.
And also not having the answers about how do you help somebody? Especially if they don't want help or, you know, things like that. That's crazy. They've written movies about that kind of stuff. Like where one guy, you know, one brother is, you know, in law enforcement. I mean, that is crazy.
I know. So I don't know. It's I don't even know how we got on this topic.
Well, we were talking about being in therapy and stuff.
Oh, in therapy. Yeah. So do you see how he might need therapy?
100%.
You know, he's been shot at. God knows how many times he's shot at people. Has he killed anyone? He won't tell you, but yeah. I mean, you know, it's.
A huge part of me is so jealous of his ability to sort of bottle all that up, because, you know, if I, you know, stub my toe, I throw a temper tantrum for an hour, you know, I'm being dramatic, but the slightest bit of adversity could like wreck me for a while. And he's like, you know, that's part of my life. It doesn't define me, but you just move on. Like I'm so jealous of the ability.
The only time we've ever really connected, and I'll tell this story real quick. I don't know if we have time, but, when I was pregnant with Brooks, I started having panic attacks in the middle of the night because I would wait. He was so heavy. He was like a big baby, and he was like up on my, he was like higher. So I felt like when I was sleeping, I couldn't breathe. It sounds stupid, but it's a thing. So I would wake up and be like, I can't break, like, you know, I'm having to pay, you know, whatever. So I was talking to my parents about it one day. I'm like, I've got to figure something out because I'm having these panic attacks at night and it's scaring me. Like, I feel like I'm going to die. And my dad says, first time he's ever mentioned anything about work or anything, he's like, well, let me give you a little advice or what I've been told. This one time, I'll never forget, I had a panic attack coming on. I was in a shootout. And I love how he says it's like so nonchalant. So I was in a shootout. I was sitting there and I was like, I'm sorry, what? Back up. What? Right. And I remember my training and it's whatever, I forgot now because it was a while ago, but it's like four in, hold it, three out or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
This is what they teach you in, you know, the training for the law enforcement or whatever. And I'm like, that's the first time I'd ever heard us connect on like that. Cause he never mentions any, you can ask him anything. And he's like, let's not talk about that. Or I can't talk about that or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you're in a shootout and I'm sorry, which is silly because I'm laying in bed in my cozy little bed, having a panic attack. Right. You know, and you think about people in like the army or, you know, in Afghanistan or bombs and they're, you know, having panic attacks.
Like for that. Good reason. Yeah. Well, and not that yours isn't. I mean, that is a legit thing. It just in when somebody else says, this is what I used to do because of this thing.
Yeah.
You might start comparing it and things like that. But yeah, that whenever your parent drops like a little dime like that, that you didn't know about their past, it's always kind of like, whoa, where'd that come from? Like, never had that kind of conversation before.
Well, even kind of like the Big Mac and you're like, that's freaking cool. And you were like, when he told you that, you're like, oh my God, you made the first Big Mac. Yeah.
And then I was crushed when I found out my dad is nothing but a dirty, rotten liar. He is a liar to me.
Well, he did make one. So
he eventually made one years after it was introduced. We've got to take a quick break. This was wild. What an interesting conversation, but we've got more coming up next.
Cool weather is coming and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Welcome back to the Extra Funny Podcast. Listen, TJ is, he's got some other things going on today. The man is busy. The man is booked and busy. And it's a good thing. All of it is good. But he had to step out for a couple minutes to take care of some business. But Lindsay and I are here. But since we don't have TJ, we are going to fast forward through this next segment of the podcast and go right into Extra Funny. Because Lindsay just teased like the most incredible little story about what's happening in her life. And I don't want to give away too much, but
You're nasty. You're nasty.
That's good. Let's just say you're nasty. And it involves her family, I will say. But this is going to be like, if you've never subscribed or if you're not a subscriber to TJ Riggins Prime Plus, which that's where you get extra funny, the uncensored podcast that we do. Lindsay's about to tell us a story and I cannot wait to hear it. And it's only happening on the extra funny podcast. So if you're not subscribed, head over to tjriggins.com, tap on Prime Plus, get subscribed, and we will see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals. Cool weather is coming and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.